The Maddie Diaries by Maddie Ziegler. Read by the author with January Lavoie.
People think they know everything about me from Dance Moms or my Sia videos, and I guess I understand how they might feel that way. I mean, I was completely hooked on Gossip Girl, and I felt like I knew all of the characters on that show personally. We were family. I cried when I watched the last episode on Netflix because I truly felt like I was a part of their lives and I didn't want it to be over. Then I was shocked. I mean, shocked. When I saw Ed Westwick, aka Chuck Bass, presenting at the People's Choice Awards and he started speaking with a British accent. I looked over at my mom. What is going on? Why is he talking like Harry Potter? I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that he was someone other than his character, a real person, who just happened to be from England. Who knew? Then, as I listened to him, I realized I loved him even more when he was being truly himself. I've always thought British accents were cute. So I get how people can make assumptions based on what they see or hear or read. It's easy to do that. Which is why I thought it would be a really good idea to write a book. I may be only 14, but there are so many things I love and care about and so many other sides of who I am. I want people to know the real me, the silly stuff, the serious stuff, and everything in between. I'm pretty sure you'll be surprised at some of what you learn. For example, I'm an artist. I love to draw faces, especially eyes and paint. I just did a watercolor self-portrait. To be honest, it didn't really look like me, but I had fun trying. I did a painting for my room. It's black and white and kind of abstract, with a flower dripping down the middle. I also did one for Kenzie's room of lips and a nose. And I painted Olaf for my baby cousin. In fact, I drew all the doodles on the PDF you have. I cannot leave my house without spraying on my favorite perfume. I love the sweet vanilla scent, and I spray on a lot. I spray it inside my arms, then on the back of my neck, and finally, I spray it in the air and walk through this cloud of perfume. My mom is always saying, "Maddie, you don't need that much." But I insist. Maybe it's because the dance studios are always so stinky that I feel the need to smell good. I don't wear my hair in a perfect bun all the time. In reality, a messy top knot is my go-to style when I'm not on stage. It's the easiest thing to do. I just scoop it and clip it up without even looking in the mirror. When I was 3 or 4 years old, I broke my arm just when I was supposed to start horseback riding, so I couldn't. Looking back, I'm really glad that happened, even though at the time I remember being upset. Otherwise, I might have been a horseback rider instead of a dancer. Things definitely happen for a reason, and I believe in fate. I have a wish list in my head of things I want to do, see, and be. And I believe in making wishes. Whenever my friends and I see the time 11:11 on a clock, we touch something blue and make a wish. I don't really know why, but it seemed like a good idea, and it kind of stuck. It's like a superstition now.